2760, turn left 070.
You're hearing Week on the Web
with your host, Jeff Decker.
On defense blog The Dew Line, Dave Mahamdar drew attention to Saab's new animated video showing what a hypothetical combat mission might look like in a JAS-39 Gripen NG fighter. An unnamed but presumably Western country appears to have intervened in some sort of conflict in an arid region of the world, defending an unnamed country desired for strategic value. There is also a vast demilitarized zone to patrol, and the unnamed enemy state flies some variant of the flanker. The premise is somewhat ridiculous, but it's an interesting video. Visit flightglobal.com/gripenvideo to judge for yourself. And on his eponymous blog, Operations and Safety Editor David Learmount blogged about Airbus's golden rules for pilots, as enshrined in a wallet-sized plastic card. And now, the top stories of the week from flightglobal.com. The U.S. National Transportation Safety Board has released an image showing the melted and charred remains of the lithium-ion battery that caught fire on board a Japan Airlines Boeing 787 last week at the Boston Logan International Airport. After triggering a broad safety review on the 787 by the FAA, the 42.3 centimeters long, 25.9 centimeters high box is also the focus of a tri-national investigation involving U.S., Japanese, and French aviation safety investigators. The box will be disassembled this week for inspection at the NTSB Materials Laboratory in Washington, D.C. It has already been examined by X-ray and compared against a similar radiographic image of an undamaged battery. A new image released by Boeing shows the first completed horizontal stabilizer for the 787-9 and one of the key redesign efforts for the 290-seat widebody as it moves closer to first flight later this year. The carbon fiber component was unveiled at a Boeing ceremony on January 11th near Salt Lake City, Utah, where the company announced the acquisition of a new facility to support production of the stabilizer. In 2011, Boeing brought design and production of the horizontal stabilizer in-house. Workmanship errors on the same section by Alenia Aeronautica had plagued early production of the 787-8. Singapore Airlines has ordered 5 more Airbus A380s and 20 A350-900s, sealing a deal which was tentatively agreed in October. Airbus says the carrier firmed its commitment in 2012. It raises the A380's backlog to around 165, after the figure dipped to its lowest point in 5 years. SIA's A380s will be fitted with Rolls-Royce Trent 900 engines. U.S. federal regulators have responded to a wave of highly publicized concerns about Boeing's 787 electrical system faults by launching a holistic review of the program that will put the twinjet under an unprecedented level of scrutiny barely 15 months after entering service. The comprehensive review was announced jointly by federal regulators, including Transportation Secretary Ray LaHood and FAA Chief Michael Huerta, and Boeing Commercial Airplanes Chief Executive Ray Conner. The review will seek to determine the root causes of the safety and technical incidents plaguing some 787 flights, with a special focus on the aircraft's 1.5 megawatt capacity electrical system. But federal officials are also being careful to paint the effort as a precautionary measure, lest the traveling public start thinking of the 787 as a safety hazard. American Airlines parent AMR Corp. may convert orders for 20 Boeing 787-9s to a smaller variant, restore the timing of the first 787 delivery to 2014, and finalize a deal to buy 42 787s overall by the end of the month. The proposed deals announced by AMR also seek to finalize a purchase agreement for 100 737-8 MAX aircraft, but at reduced prices. The contractual changes are included in AMR's financial restructuring under bankruptcy protection, a process that allows U.S. companies to renegotiate previously signed contracts under new and more favorable terms.